I'm speaking with Senator Sherrod Brown, Republican from the 8th Legislative District. And Senator, the Majority Coalition Caucus formed in January to achieve a number of goals: jobs, education, and a sustainable budget. All of that is now behind us, and the majority is now looking forward to the next set of challenges, and the number one challenge that seems to be bubbling to the surface is transportation.
Yes, transportation is a very important aspect that we have to look at next year, next session going forward. The number one thing we need to do in transportation is we need to figure out what procedural mechanisms exist so that we in the legislature can hold the Department of Transportation accountable. We can no longer sit by while we have pontoons that don't float, while we have off-ramps that don't line up, while we have double billing issues with regard to the CRC project. We really need to figure out what we can do to hold that particular agency accountable before we can even talk about doing additional projects.
The additional projects obviously come with additional revenue challenges. How do you propose the majority will address that?
First and foremost, we need to really look at the organization to begin with. You can't have an organization that can't perform appropriately without digging deep, figuring out how you're going to fix it before you move forward. Fix it first, then move forward. Also, I'd like to say that, you know, one of the biggest allowances we have in the state for economic development is the ability to do infrastructure projects. Pursuant to our Washington State Constitution, it is one of the only things that the Washington State Legislature is permitted to do with regard to promoting economic development. So having good, solid transportation projects that actually work would be a huge, tremendous economic driver for the state.
Speaking of economic development, the Red Mountain Interchange in your district would help to revitalize an area that is right now being underutilized. Can you tell me what your goals are going to be transportation-wise for that project?
That project would be a huge economic driver for the 8th Legislative District. What the Red Mountain Interchange would do is it would enable drivers to have an easier time of getting to and from the wineries that are on Red Mountain. As we are both aware, that Red Mountain AVA is one of the most important AVAs we have in the entire state. It's where some of the most premier grapes are grown for some of our finest wines, and it's just essential, not only just from a regional standpoint, but from an international standpoint, that we make that area more accessible. We have been able to increase our exports of Red Mountain wine to Taiwan by 4 times just in 1 year. Think of what we can do if we continue to make that more readily accessible.